Well, sir, it's early evening as our scene opens now, and here on the front porch of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Mr. Victor Gook all by himself. Mr. Gook is swinging gently in the swing, casually examining the newspaper for stray bits of intelligence he may have missed during the initial reading before supper. And at this moment, Sade appears around the corner of the house. Listen.
Hey, this grass seed isn't taking a hold in some places.
Oh, there, Sadie. Disturb not my dream.
Hi.
Why are you wandering around the yard in that vagabond fashion?
Oh, just seeing how stuff is growing.
Come up and sit down by my side.
I thought Rush was here with you.
Rush come out the door like a tornado and beat it up the street.
Oh, he must have beat it up to Bluetooth Johnson's house. Nicer Scott and Vernon Pickles are both there. Never stopped to tell you about the big excitement, huh?
Yeah, he would.
He will when he gets back.
What's the big excitement?
The boys are going to accumulate scrap.
Scrap?
Old iron, tin, brass, lead, steel, and like that. Paper, rags, rubber, wire, and so forth.
Oh, for the war?
Yes, and it's a real good thing. Everybody's got trash cluttering up their house the government can use, and Rush and the boys plan
Excuse
on...
Excuse me, I believe I discern Rush approaching.
Yeah.
His step is elastic.
No, he's excited about this. He's the chairman of the board. Him and Nicer and Bluetooth and Vernon have organized a big, elaborate organization with a fancy, highfalutin name.
What is it?
The Virginia Avenue Area Sons of Patriotism Salvage Indemnity.
Hey.
It is a real good thing. Rush was telling me...
Is either Rooster Davis or Smelly Clark or Leland Richards or Milton Welch or Willis Roy Bay telephone mine?
Nobody telephoned.
Good.
Sade.
Yeah?
Did either Y.Y. Flirch or former Hugh McDancy or Steve Chestbutter or Charlie Razorscum or Harry Fapp or Gus Fuss or Fred Stembottom or Richigan Fishigan or Alf Mushington or Y.I.I. Wisekeeper or H.K. Fever...
Making fun of me, Uga.
Yes.
Want to tell you about the new project?
She started to.
Me and Bluetooth and Vernon and Nicer are going to get into it up to our ears.
How's it happen you're trafficking with Nicer? I was under the impression you and Nicer were sworn enemies.
We are, but we've called a truce for the duration.
Oh.
See, the scrap salvage business was maybe 14 or 15% his idea. Out of fairness, we had to include him in the organization. However, I am keeping a little black book.
How you mean, Willie?
Nicer and myself have declared a truce for the duration, but people's natures don't change, and Nicer Scott is just as miserable a scoundrel as he ever was. I'm keeping a little black book where I make a mark every time he requires a paste upside the snoot. Why, doggone it, I just got through spending 20 minutes with Nicer. And you know how many marks I was forced to put down in my little black book?
How many?
Nine.
He's got nine paste upside the snoot coming?
Yes, the minute the war's over. Why, my gosh.
All right. Tell Gov about the Virginia Avenue area, whatchamacallit.
The Virginia Avenue area Sons of Patriotism Salvage Indemnity.
Indemnity?
Uh-huh.
I don't think the term is used in that sense.
Suits us, guys. Got kind of a fancy swing to it. The Virginia Avenue area, Sons of Patriotism, Salvage Indemnity.
You collect old metal, huh, for national defense?
Yeah. And you'd be astonished at what the government is anxious to get a hold of. Doorknobs, hinges, keys, locks, knives, scissors, ashtrays, roller skates, stove pokers, screwdrivers, faucets, sinks, pliers, hose, pickaxes. I could run along half an hour.
You collect all that from the people in the neighborhood here and send it to the government?
No, you don't send it to the government. The government's got no way to handle it. We collect the scrap and sell it to the junk man.
Well, what's he do with it?
Sells it to manufacturers.
Oh.
You can either dispose of your scrap through a junk man, or you can donate it to a collection bureau downtown. Us guys prefer to deal with the junk man.
Isn't that kind of mixing up financial gain with your patriotism?
Well, I don't know as it is, Gov. Realizing a profit is something of an incentive. Of course, patriotism is a great big incentive in itself, but making some money on top of that just adds to the incentive.
Yes, that's true.
I'm greatly pleased with the setup.
Uh-huh.
Seems to me, Annabelle, that people would prefer to sell their own scrap if there's a profit in it.
Well, yes, lots of people will. Those that have a lot of stuff laying around. But the government advises you not to call your junk dealer till you got 100 pounds accumulated. I doubt if very many ladies in this neighborhood got that much, eh, Mom?
No, probably not.
Most everybody's got some little knick-knack cluttering up their attic or cellar. Trash they hesitate to throw away, and yet trash they wish they didn't have to give house room to. That kind of scrap they'll hand over quick as a wink, glad to get rid of it. And feeling good because they know they're taking part in something.
Uh-huh.
And the darndest rubbish the government wants to get a hold of. rubber heels, overshoes, tennis slippers, hot water bottles, bathing caps. Gosh, the list is a mile long. An individual don't want to burn or destroy a single article.
Government want paper?
Sure. Do you know how much scrap paper is required to make containers for shells?
No.
100 pounds. Do you know how much scrap paper was used to pack the cans of canned tomatoes the Army bought last year?
100 pounds.
20,000 pounds of scrap paper was required.
Where did you get all your information, Rush?
Mr. Chinbunny gave quite a speech in assembly this morning.
Huh.
Well, I can whip out facts and figures by the bushel.
Reason I inquired about paper, Vic.
Uh-huh.
They're monstrous great big piles of magazines you got down cellar.
Those monstrous big piles of magazines should remain down cellar.
But they take up so much space I could use. Makes me mad every time I look at them. In the fruit room, there's that horrible, enormous stack of kitchenware dealers' quarterlies, and in the furnace room, there's that awful, tremendous pile of Lodge magazines. Is there any sense in cherishing them and letting them keep up high every year?
No, I guess not. I can part with them without a qualm at a time like this.
Hey, there's that financier Scott. Ain't he the dandy half-witted lame brain strutting around eating a hunk of bread with jelly on it?
Just the sight of him makes you mad, huh?
Just the sight of him makes me feel like putting down another mark in my little black book.
Paste upside the snoot, huh?
Paste upside the snoot.
How did he earn all those paste upside the snoot that you recorded in your little black book this evening?
Various outrageous statements he made.
Hmm.
He was telling me how intense his family is when they get into something.
Huh?
My Uncle Ralph, he said, fell in love with an Ohio lady. He told this Ohio lady he was so insane about her, he'd go so far as to disown his grandfather. And he done it. At a ceremony held in Hoffman City, Oklahoma, he publicly disowned his grandfather, who died of grief 20 minutes later.
Yes.
Nicer Scott earned himself a mark in my little black book for that excellent story.
Mm.
He earned himself another peachy mark by describing how patriotic his Uncle Harry is.
How patriotic is his Uncle Harry?
Here's how patriotic his Uncle Harry is.
Uh-huh.
That nitwit ox.
How patriotic is Nicer's Uncle Harry?
Well, sir, according to Nicer, his Uncle Harry owns the Central Indiana and Midwest Railroad.
Never heard of it.
No, and neither did anybody else.
How patriotic is Nicer's Uncle Harry?
He's so patriotic, he tore up his railroad. Went out on the tracks in person with a pick and shovel, removed all the rails, and gave them to the government. Also, he gave the government all his locomotives and tools. All in all, he gave the government 10,000 miles of track, 46 locomotives, and 19 switch engines.
That's pretty patriotic.
Isn't it, though? Of course, there was one bad feature, according to Nicer.
What was that?
The Central Indiana and Midwest Railroad ran into Indianapolis before Uncle Harry tore it up. Now Indianapolis is cut off from outside civilization. People can't take a train in or take a train out. Indianapolis is doomed, says Nicer. Indianapolis has no railroad facilities. Indianapolis will dwindle from a great thriving city to a little village at the side of the road.
All because of Uncle Harry's patriotism.
Yes. I give Nicer 2 marks in my little black book for that fine true story.
Hmm.
Look at him over there, choking down bread with jelly on it.
Hmm.
When you boys gonna start accumulating your scrap, Willie?
Right away. Government wants it quick. They need it. Need it bad. That's going to be part of the work of the Virginia Avenue area Sons of Patriotism Salvage Indemnity. To get people to realize this is urgent. Convince them they shouldn't throw anything away.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go over this neighborhood with a fine-tooth comb. We'll get old alarm clocks, bicycle tires, rakes, shovels, pots, pans, springs, bowls, stovepipes, chains, everything.
Uh-huh.
And we know the ladies will be glad to come across.
I think they will.
Well, go on. You think about it a second, and you understand they'll be overjoyed to come across.
Mm-hmm.
We don't care particularly if they give us their scrap or not. They can take it downtown to the collection bureau, or they can call for their own junk man. Just so they dig it up out of their cellars and attics and start it moving.
Yes.
I was talking with a fella down at the office the other day that was telling me...
Mosquito. Stuck me with his needle good.
I was talking with a fella down at the office the other day...
Now look at Nicer Scott.
What's he doing?
Tying his shoe.
You're not going to give him a mark in your book just for that.
Sure I am.
Going to paste him upside the snoot for just tying his shoe?
Sure.
It's a strange world.
Well, tell me the name of your organization again, Willie. I want to have it straight to tell people.
The Virginia Avenue Area Sons of Patriotism Salvage Indemnity.
The Virginia Avenue Area Sons of Patriotism Salvage Indemnity.
That's right.
Nice.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.